Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 7 minutes. Time for a sports hodgepodge. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. We're getting back out there on the roads. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels, 214-333-3333, or go to truckwreck.com so you don't settle for less. It's the Frankels, truckwreck.com. Here's Chief.
All right, 877.
Question real quick. Gavin, Portland wore their PDX jerseys last night.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's the airport.
Yeah. Thank you.
That color is...
I haven't flown in there but one time, and I don't even remember what they're...
You fly into PDX? Is that what you say?
Well, that's their bag tags.
You fly into PDX? Yeah, I am.
PDX. Oh,
yeah. And that blue teal color is the carpet there.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why it's a thing.
Because, Toronto, there's a song, YYZ. That's Toronto's airport code. Hmm. Like, New Orleans is MSY. So, yeah.
Okay. BWY.
BWI. Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Washington International. Okay. PDX, Portland's air code. Thank you.
Beautiful. You are very welcome. This is fantastic. All right. There is a stat of the day that raises the question, is there anything that you eat on a daily basis? And I would say drink.
Okay.
You could say drink as well, but I know a lot of people will say they drink coffee every day. Dawson, for you, would be Diet Coke. But is there anything you eat every day? Because Anthony Edwards of the Timberwolves in today's stat of the day revealed to us that he eats 21 bags of Chester's hot fries per week, which tells me he's probably eating them every single day.
And Carl Anthony Towns is going to be
he
was the Popeyes.
Popeyes guy.
Yeah. And Cat went after him, and now he's going to be going after him for this.
Chester's hot fries, they are outstanding. I'm a big hot fries fan.
I've never had them.
You've never had a hot fry?
Not Chester's.
Wow. Okay, well, they're delightful, but Anthony Edwards is claiming to eat 21 bags. Now, I'm assuming he's talking about the little personal bags.
Yeah.
But for all I know,
he's going full family style, baby.
Yeah, maybe party size style. But that can't be good for your innards over the course of time. But is there anything you eat every single day? Do you guys have anything? I know, Walchuk, you're on soda now, but before that...
Yeah, it's like broccoli, basically.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, I get that.
I have my soda, at least probably two soda protein shakes every day.
There you go. I know Nick Saban eats the oatmeal cream pies every day. I know Chad Johnson, at least for a long time throughout his career, was eating McDonald's every single day.
The incredible edible egg.
Boom.
I eat eggs every day.
Love it. And it's being more challenging for me, but that was the one that I came to as well for me personally. Like, eggs is something most consistently.
And if you've seen the prices, I could use a couple dollars.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm having to space it out. I can't. I'm like, I have to prolong. It's amazing how quickly 12 eggs can just fly out of your fridge.
What's going on there with the eggs? Somebody explain to me.
Avian flu, I think. It crushed the supply.
Oh, gosh.
And I don't want to be fooled by the internet, but I thought I saw like an egg factory of sorts get like burnt to the ground the other day.
Yeah, you've seen that.
Whoa.
Yeah. It allegedly caught on fire.
Yeah. Just happenstance in the egg shortage that we're dealing with right
now.
And
the chickens are in the...
The chickens.
They got them all.
Yeah,
huh?
The chickens.
Wow, 100,000 hens.
Ugh.
That's tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
You know, I eat the fiber thins every morning. I've confided in you guys in that, trying to spread the word.
That's like edible Metamucil.
That's correct.
Okay, very
good. And that's not like that. That's not like a chemical like Ex-Lax that makes you suddenly have to go, right? It's like a dietary supplement. It's real food. It's just the best possible fiber you could get that they pack into those fiber thins.
More of the long play. You're not eating it and expecting to go hit the throne
within
minutes.
You're not going to have an eruption.
That's orange juice.
It'll be nice and healthy.
I got you.
And then I also have a bite of Abby's Eggo waffle that I make every morning before I put it on the table.
Is that butter and syrup?
That's right.
Okay. If you you should throw some jelly on that bad boy.
Okay.
It'll throw her for a loop for a second, but I think she might appreciate it. Throw some jelly on the Eggo.
Circle back. You take a bite of it before you put it on the table?
Yeah.
Oh, so it arrives to her with a bite already taken out of
it. I reorganized the waffle so she can't tell, but it looks so delicious.
Yeah, you got to make sure.
I take one of those middle pieces right out of there. It's such a scrumptious
morsel. Is it the dad bite? You know, when your dad's like, let me get a bite of that burger, and it's a whole crescent moon he hands you back?
Yeah.
Is it a dad bite?
No, I take a smaller one.
Okay.
Yeah, but I hear you.
She's not figured out the game yet, has she?
No. I say, Abby, breakfast. Bam.
Ready to rock. Can't wait to see Abby next time.
When she comes around that
Abby,
corner.
Hey, listen, you know your pops, he like takes a bite out of your waffles every morning. See what she says to that.
Oh, she's like, no, my daddy would never.
Yeah.
This is how they come.
Yeah, this is how it happens.
Oh, they always
have. That's how Gavin explains it.
All
of them have a bite.
My bad. I skipped a step. I see your confusion. I cut it up. You know, yeah. And then you take one of the
And I take one of the little bites.
Yeah. So she can't, she would know the wiser.
Oh, yeah. Freaking
no. Okay. Yeah. I thought you put the discs on the plate, sort them up.
That'd be obvious. Kinda, yeah. Okay.
469 and 682 say, yeah, that's the dad tax.
Absolutely.
And Dawson, we should
dad
all be enforcing
tax,
that.
I like that.
I do like that move quite a bit.
I just look at it like they're so delicious and I'll never eat two a day like I did back in the day. It's just unhealthy at this stage of life.
Yeah, but
I want a little something. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I'm so in on that. We got the, the yogurt is eaten every day. We have cookie dough ice cream, only Bluebell, eaten every day. We have ham and eggs in the 469 eaten every day. So a lot of people do have some things that they are eating every single day. Much like Anthony Edwards is just an inordinate amount of Chester's hot fries. And then I did want to throw out that it looks like Jason Kelsey's wife, and Jason Kelsey is the center of the Eagles. She's 9 months pregnant. They could have a Super Bowl baby, just like one of the Rams players, Van Jefferson, I believe, left the Super Bowl and immediately had to go attend to the wife. Jason mentioned on his podcast, his wife's going to be bringing her OBGYN to the Super Bowl. Like,
there
they're probably going to be in a suite together in case anything goes a little bit crazy. So you have a traveling OBGYN. You might have this go down right there.
At the stadium?
Inside the stadium. I mean,
that's what big money will get you, a traveling OBGYN.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about leaving the Super Bowl. She doesn't have to worry about me not being there. If we have to deliver, I'm coming up to the suite at halftime, honey.
Money talks, baby. Money talks. It will be a family affair for the Kelseys. There's no question about that.
I love it, and it is time now for a G-Bag family affair. It's the G-Bag of the day, curated by Lucius.
Gia. All right, let's see. Well, you boys always catch me off guard. So amazing. Every time. Fly J Johnson dropped a freestyle about her coach, LSU. What's LSU's coach?
Kim Mulkey.
Little class of the cultures, little understanding of the cultures. I don't know. Whatever.
Kind of like Kim Gundy, I think.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. I've been tagging a lot of stuff lately ever since I played this.
People have been
tapping me on the shoulder. Hey, did you know her? Yeah, anyway.
She's entertaining, isn't she? She's funny.
Very entertaining.
Yeah. Cool voice.
And she likes freestyling.
Yeah.
No cap.
Okay. Y'all know what no cap means?
Okay.
No cap. Do y'all know what no cap means?
I'm serious now.
I didn't.
The young people know what's going on.
She had to teach me. Do y'all know what freestyle is? You do?
Yes.
Jim? See? I love
all that. Jim? Jim Hawthorne, the play-by-play guy.
Freestyle is when she just right now starts. And I'm like, what are you doing? Are you making up a song? It's not called that, coach. It's freestyle. And she has one now with my name in it, so she's going to get more minutes. Okay? You really don't know.
What freestyle
how much
is.
Effort and time this kid puts into basketball on top of what she goes back. If you ever go to her room, it's like a studio.
Yeah, it has quite the setup back of the dorm, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys said Anthony Edwards, and I keep thinking that line he dropped in that movie called The Hustle.
Yeah.
When he said, you really can't guard me, bro. He was in that boy's head.
Dude, he was vicious. Him up. He should get an award for that movie.
Yeah, he did great. You really can't guard me, bro.
He's a good actor.
Let's see.
He was fantastic.
Yep.
CBS 11 had a weather break.
Uh-oh.
Let's see.
see that also by the time we get into the overnight hours, a brief break.
The olden overnight hours of the queef.
The queef.
Overnight hours of the queef.
That's good.
This is terrible.
Oh, man, that's incredible. See that
also by the time we get into the overnight hours, a brief break.
Yeah, I feel you, fam.
Yeah, I love a good feel you, bro. Slip. Oh, that's fantastic, man. Is that better than Robert Flores' true or fart mistake?
Wow, I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
We might have to make a new rendition of that game.
Just NFL, a little bit funnier than a regular fart.
True or queef.
Just a little bit funnier than a regular fart. Hey, the kid preacher, Luke Tillman. I played some of his audio here on the G-Bag of the day before, but he was on Jennifer Hudson's show. She won American Idol before. Now she's got her own show like the other girl that won American Idol.
Okay. Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson stand up. So, yeah, here he is on a Jennifer Hudson show, and he's preaching a little bit.
Come on, tell me your scripture.
John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believe in him shall not perish and thou shall not die, but have everlasting life. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That ending, oh my gosh, that was
wow. You put that sauce on it, right?
Yeah.
Make you want to reach in your pockets and put something in that offering plate, don't you? Yeah, I so do.
Get this kid his own church.
Let's see, how about this? We got you guys were talking about the parents at high school games or little league games or whatnot. Man. We got a high school PA announcer. Shout out to Bobby Belt for sending me this. Bam, there you go, Bobby. high school PA announcer was ripping the crowd because the crowd was like ripping the refs out there, and he's had enough of it, so he had to let them know.
I would like to take this opportunity to remind all fans, and I should have done this a lot earlier, shut up. The WIAA is always looking for officials, and since you do such a good job from the stands, get on the floor, wear a striped shirt,
Yeah, there's definitely a protocol. If you're going to bring up some issues with the ref, you know, I think you got to be really careful with it, especially when they're kids, man. It's brutal. You know, I've seen kids out there crying. You know, I've seen grown men that can't handle it, you know, and they get all panicky, and we need them to keep the youth sports going, you know, and it's getting harder and harder to find quality ones. Like, the more you yell, the worse the refs get. I think that's, you know.
No, I learned that in Oklahoma. Yeah.
And they'll take it out on you,
what
too.
What happened, bro?
Yeah. What happened in Oklahoma?
They pieced you up?
No, the...
hold them up!
No, the... I'll tell you what. The more our crowd yelled in that game, yelling at the refs, the worse the calls got.
Yeah.
And you felt it. I've been in so many of those before, I'm like, guys, we need to shut up here.
Yes.
We're not helping us. We're not helping our team.
We'll show you.
And it got worse. It really did get worse.
We were in the semifinal, the one that broke my heart a couple of months ago. Abby missed the PK with like 5 minutes to go. We fall 2-1. Parents are killing the ref.
Yeah.
In the last minute.
Come on, Blue.
We have a corner kick. We have a corner kick. Comes over the top. Abby's about to bang it in. Kid on the other team knocks it out with their arm. No call.
No call.
What?
No call. Yeah. And I'm like, well, you kill the ref for an hour. What do you expect?
Yeah.
You know?
Jeez, that's a bummer, dude. Yeah. Tough way to go out.
Oh, yeah.
It was rough. But, yeah, there's definitely a strategy to be learned from that, and that is a great message from the high school PA announcer ripping the crowd for ripping the refs. All righty, what do you say we get a vote in here?
Yeah.
We have the champ.
Hey, hold on. Let me drop this one real quick.
Drop it like it's hot.
There was a man who was arguing with this lady at a North Carolina Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
And she threatened to hit him in the face with
some duck, Peking duck.
She threatened to hit him in the face with a piece of chicken, bro. Oh,
no. Not the chicken.
She was serious. Listen.
Girl said she gonna hit me in the face with a piece of chicken.
I'm gonna hit you in the face.
You see that? This is a Chinese kitchen.
In York, North Carolina. Now I'm gonna call the police because you slandering me, okay?
calling. You the one threatening me. She said she gonna go hit me in the face with a piece of chicken.
Get out.
I'm at Chinese
kitchen. Get
the
out.
If she hit me with thing, today I will beat a bitch ass. I'm gonna let you that know right now.
You're slandering me.
A lady threatens to hit a man in the face with a piece of chicken. If it was frozen, that could really do some damage.
Yeah.
Or maybe get one of those sticky bones off one of the thighs.
Say,
yeah, those are pointy.
I catch it with my mouth like some type of animal at the zoo.
Bite it right out of her hand.
This is the high school PA announcer ripping the crowd. Son of a preacher with Jennifer Hudson there. That kid had it already down. And the champ, Coach Gundy, out there at LSU with her talented star power, star player. Going to be number one pick in the WNBA before too long. I'm going to go with the son of a preacher with Jennifer Hudson, Chiafalo. How about you?
Give me the local reporter flub.
Local reporter flub? Which one was that?
Channel 11.
Channel 11.
It was the queef.
Yeah.
Oh, he was bequeathed.
Late night queefing.
Yes. Okay, we're tied at one, Lucius.
It's going to be my overnight show, Late Night Queefing with L.A.
I'm in, bro. You overnight, you're on the fan.
Yeah. Overnight queef.
Can I get the podcast for that?
Yeah. Let's see. The LSU guard and Flaje Johnson. Flaje Johnson.
We are tied at
Flaje,
one.
Flaje.
Wolchuk?
I think I'm going to go with the kids singing as well. The end got me lifted, man.
2-1-1, Brian?
Yeah, let's go, Preacher.
Wow!
By a score of 3. Toan. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's the Junior Preacher. Must be, what, 4 or 5 years old? Already getting it done at a very high level. Krusty's Corner is coming up next. Brian, where are we going with that?
Yeah, we need to answer the question, how much is too much? We'll do that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.